This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Skype username LRN.FM. With you in studio, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Coming up later tonight, we are going to be joined by Rick Naya. He's one of the organizers of HempFest, the New Hampshire HempFest, which we've been promoting that we're going to be attending and broadcasting from on these airwaves here. So it'll actually be good to get, you know, the details from the horse's mouth, so to speak, from one of the people who's intimately involved with the planning of that event.
And HempFest coming up in 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Starting on the 25th of this month, going through the 28th. We'll tell you more about that later on in the show tonight. But there's some pretty outrageous news in the world. We'll talk about stuff from D.C., maybe the Philippines, Venezuela. There's all kinds of interesting insanity going on out there. Of course, you're welcome to join us and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. The folks over at LouRockwell.com have a scathing critique of the Gary Johnson, Bill Weld appearance on the second CNN Town Hall event that they just apparently had this week. Not two
Wednesday.
In 1 week, but the first one was a couple few weeks ago, and then there was another one on Wednesday this week. So maybe we'll get into that here in a moment. But actually, Daryl, you and I both had the same story. And usually the way we do things here is we'll both come to the table right before the show and kind of figure out what we think's interesting to talk about. And we both happen to have the same story independently of one another. And that is this story about the lawsuit that was filed against the Commission on Presidential Debates, I believe, by presidential candidate Gary Johnson and presumed Green Party candidate Jill Stein.
Yes.
This is something you've talked about on the show previously, Daryl, and did you have a prediction in advance as to how this was going to go?
I had a couple of predictions, and the, you know, one that I had sort of the largest percentage chance of happening is exactly what happened, where the court wound up throwing it out.
Right.
The other thoughts that I had was the court will just wait until after the election to wind up issuing a ruling, and then it doesn't matter.
Mm.
Or
at least for the next several years.
Right. Or the court will, you know, wind up miraculously ruling in favor of Johnson, and then the Commission on Presidential Debate says, okay, we'll include any candidate from a party that has members in Congress. Which would basically then do the same thing of saying only Republicans and Democrats.
So the idea here, for those who don't know, is the Commission on Presidential Debates, a private organization, mind you, has certain rules that they've come up with. They came up with after Ross Perot really just, you know, knocked him dead, so to speak, in the 1992 presidential race. He did very, very well because he was able to get into the debates.
Yes.
And I believe it was done by, was it the Daughters of American Veterans or Women League of Women Voters?
The League of Women Voters last hosted debates in 1984.
Oh, okay.
In 1987, when the Commission on Presidential Debates was formed, they asked the League of Women Voters if they would like to join up with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the president of the League of Women Voters said, "We will not take part in this sham being perpetrated on the American people." And the Commission on Presidential Debates hosted debates in 1988, 1992, with criteria of a candidate has to be on enough ballots to theoretically win. They have to be constitutionally eligible, and they have to have a modicum of support. But that was not defined in the rule. It was basically... We know it when we see it.
Right. And then after Perot actually got into the debates and got a lot of attention for his ideas because of that, they then changed the rules afterwards.
They instituted a rule saying you have to average 15% in at least 5 national polls, and we get to pick and choose which polls we wind up using.
Right. And that's where we are today, where Libertarians, Green Party folks are desperately trying to promote their candidate in the hopes that they will get more than 15% in these polls, so they might actually get into the debates. But Johnson sued over this, as did apparently Jill Stein.
They were co-plaintiffs in the suit. And the suit was actually filed by the group Our America Initiative.
Isn't that Gary's name?
Gary Johnson started it.
Okay.
Basically for the intended purpose of filing this lawsuit.
Really?
And, you know, this suit has been in the works for a couple of years, and they were trying something completely different. Over the years, there have been a lot of lawsuits against the Commission on Presidential Debates. And this time, they wound up saying, it violates the Sherman Antitrust Act.
Meaning they're claiming to be a monopoly. They're claiming the Commission on Presidential Debates is a monopoly or something?
Yes. Because the Republican and Democratic candidates allegedly wind up having to sign a contract saying, if we participate in your debates, we won't participate in any other debates.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yes.
Well, it's an interesting approach. I didn't realize that detail of this.
Let me
give you the story here from the Washington Post. A long-shot lawsuit by the Libertarian and Green Party candidates for president has been tossed out by a federal judge, lowering the odds of a third-party candidate making it into this year's televised debates. Ron Nielsen, campaign manager for Gary Johnson, said, "We're exploring our options with the firm resolve that this case and the larger issue of fair debates are too important simply to allow such an arbitrary dismissal." Late last year, the largest third parties teamed up to argue the Commission on Presidential Debates protected a de facto monopoly. Bruce Fein, the lawyer who drafted the lawsuit, hoped that a judge would see the private CPD as a gatekeeper for millions of dollars in free publicity and its 15% polling threshold as a threat to the First Amendment. That, thought plaintiffs Gary Johnson and Jill Stein, would distinguish their cause from previous failures to open the debates. Fein told the Washington Post at the time, quote, "The difference between this case and other cases is our theory of relief and complaints," he said.
Now, I've read the entire 27-page ruling by the judge.
Wow.
And on the one hand, I agree with the initial assessment by the judge that, you know, these are private entities and people have the right to free association. And if you force association, then basically you're compelling speech. And that is equally violative of freedom of speech and freedom of association.
But they didn't force association in this case, right?
Right. No, that's basically what the Libertarian Party candidate and the Green Party candidate were wanting, is tell them they have to invite us.
Mm.
Force them to associate with us. And she said that we can't force association.
Right.
So on that hand, I agree. But some of the quote-unquote facts that she uses are a little flawed, and some of the logic that she uses is a little flawed.
All right.
Let me read briefly from the decision where she says, "Plaintiffs allege injuries are wholly speculative and are dependent entirely on media coverage decisions. The alleged injuries, failure to receive media coverage and to garner votes, federal matching funds, and campaign contributions, were caused by the lack of popular support of the candidates and the parties sufficient to attract media attention. This is obvious, or rather, it is obvious that defendants did not cause these alleged harms when the sequence of events is examined. The plaintiff's injuries occurred before the defendants failed to invite them to participate in the 2012 debates because the lack of an invitation was due to plaintiff's failure to satisfy the 15% provision." So basically what she's saying is, you, Gary and Jill, failed to have enough support to get invited to our debates that are dependent on the media asking if people support you because, well, the media is not talking about you. So it's this weird catch-22. You can't get 15% of the debates if the media is not talking about
right.
you or they're not asking about you, but it's your fault that you didn't get the 15%. So her logic is a little flawed.
But we agree that the 15% thing is crap. I mean, that, you know, it's obviously designed to keep people out of the debates,
right.
clearly. So we agree with that. But what I heard from her was that, well, you know, you just didn't meet their requirements. this is a private organization, you didn't meet their requirement.
Right. Now, you didn't meet the requirement that they set in a manner that they knew nobody would be able to meet.
That's true.
Other than a Republican or a Democrat.
But it is a private organization, and if somebody were to build some awesome debates that, you know, the candidates wanted to be a part of, then maybe they wouldn't be part of the Commission on Presidential Debates. Although, it seems pretty unlikely. It's Free Talk Live. We'll continue.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-5479. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-5479. 1-800-939-5479.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the failure of the third-party candidates, Gary Johnson, Jill Stein. They had teamed up to sue the Commission on Presidential Debates, apparently alleging that it was some sort of a monopoly because they have...
Right. Claiming violations of the Sherman Antitrust Act. And the judge points out that antitrust laws govern commercial activity, not political activity.
And the Commission on Presidential Debates doesn't actually do any kind of commercial stuff. They just set up debates, right?
It's arguably the debates as they're set up by the CPD are 90-minute commercials for the Republican and Democratic candidates.
Well, sure, but they're not selling anything, right? They're not selling. Are they selling seats in the debates, meaning that, you know, you have to pay to get into them as an audience member?
No.
They're not doing commercial activity like that.
Correct. They're not doing commercial activity, but they are providing advertisement for the candidate.
Well, that much is true. Although, you know, certainly the television company that they network with, or you know, CBS or Fox or whoever, they probably give it to one. The different debates get... I don't know how they do the deal.
I believe each of the major broadcast networks, so ABC, NBC, yep. CBS, I believe they each get a debate.
Right, so it kind of rotates around.
Yes.
So they're definitely making money off the sales. It does make me wonder if the commission is getting a cut of any ad sales out of that.
I don't know if they get a cut out of the ad sales, but they do have corporate sponsors.
Okay, so there is some money changing hands.
Oh, there's definitely money involved. There is big money involved, and the CPD is a nonprofit entity.
If you have Bitcoin, I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's Jax. You can go and get it from your favorite app store, Apple or Android. You can also go to the Jax website, jaxx.io. One of the best things about Jax, besides the fact that it's super easy to use and easy to back up your wallet and recover funds, is it's cross-platform. So you can get it for your phone, your tablet, your laptop, your desktop, pretty much whatever operating system you're using, you can get a version of Jax for it, which means you can access your Bitcoin from different places, from different devices, or you can have different wallets. It's up to you. You can set it up however you want. Plus, there's Shapeshift integration built into the wallet, meaning you can switch from one currency to another. You can go take your Bitcoin, turn it into Ether if you want to, or vice versa. It holds Bitcoin and Ether, as well as DAO tokens, and more currencies are coming in the future. It's created by Anthony DiOrio. He's a Free Talk Live listener and the chief digital officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange. So, Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's all coming to Jax, and you can go and get it for free over at Jax.io. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, your digital command center in the palm of your hand, JAXX.io. We'll continue talking about the Commission on Presidential Debates. Ultimately, they have been victorious in a lawsuit filed against them by Gary Johnson and Jill Stein, the yes. Libertarian Party and Green Party candidates, respectively. Let's go to Ricky.
Technically, Jill is not yet the Green Party nominee. Their convention is this weekend.
It's happening this weekend. Okay.
I believe the presidential vote happens tomorrow. I'm not entirely positive on that.
So the presumptive nominee, Jill Stein.
Presumptive nominee. She does have enough pledged delegates based on the way they have their process.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the candidates that I actually debated several months ago from the Green Party has vowed to have a floor fight.
Ooh, so things could get interesting at the Green Party convention. Where is it happening, do you know?
Houston.
Let's go to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Brother Ian. Brother Darrow. Good evening.
Hello, Ricky. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I have a little insight I'd like to give into Gary Johnson and the Libertarian Party. But before I do that, I had one quick question for Darrell, if I don't mind. If you don't mind.
Go ahead and ask.
All right, Darrell, I applaud you, by the way. If you don't mind me asking, when you ripped up that bill on the debate and then you threw it down, please tell me it was a $10 bill. And
no, it was a single.
Ah, that's good enough. Washington's a toss-up. You're not a coward. That was a strategic move.
Okay, so
I would have had was fives and tens, I wouldn't have ripped anything up. I needed that money.
So what you're referring to...
Man.
is Daryl's performance in the Libertarian Party debate at their convention. You were one of the candidates for president this year. Gary Johnson ultimately, sadly, won that nomination. But you, at one point, tore up a piece of Federal Reserve note, a greenback, a U.S. dollar, on stage, announcing basically that you are committing a felony.
Right? I said that I believe I committed a felony because I've heard that it I've heard that it's not, but you know, like, whatever. I don't care. The feds have not come to arrest me, and I don't think they will because they don't really go after people that beg to be charged with offenses. Because they know that if you're begging to be charged with an offense, you're going to make court very interesting, and they don't want court to be very interesting.
So you liked that, Ricky. You enjoyed it when he destroyed the currency?
Well, absolutely. I wish it would have been a 10 because Alexander Hamilton deserves it, but that's another story.
I gotcha.
If I could get into Gary Johnson and a little insight from someone like
please.
Myself. Okay. I guess you saw what the call screener put through, and I'll explain that. See, Gary Johnson is a problem, and my heart breaks for you, Daryl. It really does. I was almost in tears when you went on the air, you know, and said what happened. Now, with Gary Johnson, he is the plight, and you guys are absolutely correct, because, you see, the Jeffersonians are not dead. Neither is the Democratic Republican Party after they fragmented. Now, this is nothing against the Libertarians, but the Libertarians and the Jeffersonians are very similar, except that 30% of us in the party are still there. Now, here's where this comes tonight. You see, the platform that I mentioned, that's what I put to the call screener, and it goes simply put by like this. It goes, freedom and independence for all, with liberty through democracy. That was the platform of the
platform
Democrats.
Of what?
Right.
So that's the first question.
Hold on. Democratic Republicans. That's what Jefferson ran under when he beat John Adams. Now back to what I was saying with.
What's that have to do with Gary Johnson? Yeah, please tie this in.
I will if you let me, Ian.
We don't have all night.
Now what's happening here is the reason why this happened and their convention was taken over. Now, the solution is exactly that. I'm going to explain how this works. They did that because Donald Trump is Alexander Hamilton. He has said this himself. Gary Johnson is exactly what you guys have said he has been and is now with William Weld and the others. And the idea is they are there for one reason and one reason only, and that's exactly what you're talking about now with the way the party is and this and that. They want to screw
What's the
it
one
up.
Reason?
I'm telling you, they are going to now try to screw it up just like when the Republicans moved their election.
Well, they're definitely screwing up the Libertarian. I've had enough. I hate it when people yell to let me finish, because that just makes me want to take you off even sooner. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. They are definitely screwing up the Libertarian message. There's no doubt about that. And you can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us right here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, more about the presidential debates lawsuit that has failed. The third party contenders, Gary Johnson, Jill Stein, sued, what, like a couple years ago? A few years?
Yeah.
They sued basically after the 2012 election. Against the Commission on Presidential Debates, saying, hey, this is not fair. You need to make this, you know, fair.
The suit was actually filed based on the case number. It looks like it was actually filed last year.
Oh, really?
Okay. It was in works for a couple of years.
Gotcha. Because I remember hearing about it.
There was a suit in 2012 that wound up getting tossed out immediately, and they were like, oh, well, we're going to sue in the D.C. court because, you know, we think that that court might be more favorable than the Southern California court, but it wasn't.
So we'll tell you more about that and, you know, why this thing failed here in a few moments. But you want to talk about an actually interesting debate? Because I can tell you, even if Gary Johnson and Jill Stein got into the debates, it still wouldn't be that interesting because there really wouldn't be a real libertarian on the stage.
Right, so. But there was a debate, actually two debates last year hosted by Free and Equal.
That's right, the third party debates.
Where they had one debate with Gary, Jill, Rocky Anderson from the Justice Party, and Virgil Good from the Constitution Party. And then there was a second debate with just Gary and Jill. And I have to say, they were interesting. I watched both of them.
Really?
They were interesting, and I actually think that Jill Stein and Rocky Anderson won that first debate. So what they did was, after the first debate, they had people vote online for which two candidates do you think won,
right,
and should go to the next round of the debate. And, well, Gary wound up getting more votes than either Virgil or Rocky to wind up going to that second round.
So it's just a popularity contest.
Basically.
Else.
Aren't all online polls popularity contests?
Sure. Now, what I was going to say here is that I've got a proposed debate that would be way more interesting than anything you're going to see on network television this fall. And that is the debate proposed by Roger Ver, wherein Bernie Sanders has been challenged with $250,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of his choice. All Bernie has to do is show up and debate Adam Kokesh. Who's Adam Kokesh? He's a libertarian, a voluntarist, a real principled liberty guy who has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie gets to choose the objective moderator. And to sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate, which is a pretty grueling length of a debate, usually, you know, half or an hour and a half is more of a typical, an hour to an hour and a half is your typical debate length, 3 hours, in which both men have equal time, he'll donate $250,000. It used to be $50,000. The original debate offer was that $50,000 would go to Bernie, $50,000 would go to Adam, and they would get to, you know, give it to the charity of their choice. Now, Roger Ver is making it $250,000 will go to Bernie's chosen charity, and Kokesh only gets $50,000. So there's $300,000 in the offering here. If all Bernie has to do is say yes and, you know, show up and do the debate. So far, he's ignored the invitations, is my understanding.
Yes.
Bernie, of course, had millions of dollars donated to his campaign, and now if he chooses, he can pay it forward and help out a worthy charity, thanks to Roger Ver and Adam Kokesh. You can learn more about this debate challenge by going to bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. Now, I believe it doesn't say this here in the details I have, but I believe that the terms on this extra $200,000 offer is that he has to respond within a month of the offer.
Right.
I believe that's the case. So we'll keep you in the loop as this interesting debate challenge develops, because I would love to see that happen. I think that would be the most useful debate that Americans would have been able to watch in probably our lifetimes, to see the opposing sides of voluntarism versus state socialism. I think it would be pretty fascinating. Anyway, bernie.freetalklive.com.
It's not state socialism. It's democratic socialism. There's a difference because we voted on it.
Well, whatever. I'm sure he would try
or
to explain
something.
That. Anyway, back to the story here from the Washington Post about the Gary Johnson / Jill Stein lawsuit against the Commission on Presidential Debates. You've got the actual 27-page ruling by the judge.
Yes, and I'm pulling some nuggets out of this to share.
Basically throws this thing out of court. The legal setback, according to the Post, does not eliminate the third party's options for debate access, but it displays how long their odds are. In the relatively short history of televised presidential debates, only one third party candidate has ever shared a stage with the Democrat and the Republican.
Yes.
And that was in 92 when Ross Perot appeared and occasionally shined in face-offs with George Bush and Bill Clinton. In 1980, independent candidate John Anderson appeared in one debate with Ronald Reagan, but never one with incumbent President Jimmy Carter. There were no televised debates in 1968, the last year that a third-party candidate won electoral votes.
There were also no presidential debates in 1964 or 1972. So there was the famous Nixon-Kennedy debate in 1960. There were not any debates until 1976. After 1960, so there's, you know, basically a 16-year gap, and then since 1984, they've become sort of a staple.
Since 1996, third-party candidates have tried and repeatedly failed to cross the CPD threshold. 15% in an average of polls. Denied access, they've resorted to stunts. In 2000, Ralph Nader obtained a ticket to view one of the debates between Gore and Bush and made a fuss after he was denied entry. In 2012, the Green Party successor Jill Stein was arrested after a protest near the heavily secured entrance of the debate site. Now, aren't they leaving
again,
out 2004?
With a ticket, and they did leave out 2004, where David Cobb and Michael Bednarik both had tickets.
Green Party, Libertarian Party.
And both showed up.
And got arrested,
right? And were both told, you're not allowed. And they said, but we have tickets. We're not leaving unless you let us in. And they said, Mr. Policeman,
yep,
come get this guy, disorderly conduct, because he's on a public sidewalk and he won't leave.
I wonder whatever happened with those charges. Did they end up dropping them or...
I don't know.
Plea deals? I never really saw the conclusion of that. Anyway, Johnson, who, like Stein, is making a second and higher-profile run for president, has made entry into the debates a cornerstone of his campaign. He says, if I get into the debates, it's Katie bar the door. I think he's suggesting that he would actually... you know, have a chance at winning if he got into the debates. Johnson has struggled to hit 15% in any poll. In an average of polls collected by Real Clear Politics, he enjoys about 8% support, a function of voter frustration with the major party candidates, but far short of what he needs for entry, even as the CPD suggests that it will round up if a third party candidate closes on the magic number. Well, I wouldn't trust the CPD to do any rounding whatsoever, but further...
I would trust them to wind up saying, oh, you know what? The polls we selected, you're only averaging 4%. Sorry.
Well, right. And at some point here within the next few weeks, they're going to be announcing which polls, right?
Yes.
So we don't even know yet at which polls we should be looking to determine how Johnson is doing according to the CPD. But
again, if you go to Real Clear Politics
8%.
And they do have where you can show the three-way where it's Gary, Hillary, and Donald,
mm-hmm,
or four-way where it's Gary, Jill, Hillary, and Donald. And, you know, yeah, Gary right now is averaging 8%. Jill is averaging about
3%. Four, yeah. So, I mean, even if Jill Stein weren't in the race, he still wouldn't have enough.
When you look at the three-way...
yeah.
He goes from an 8% average to an 8.6% average. So he's not, you know, quote unquote, taking votes from Jill.
And it's important to remember that even though that does appear that Johnson has a record amount of support for a Libertarian candidate, you also have to remember that D's Nuts also received, I think, 9% in
yes,
early polling way back in the day when a 15-year-old registered D's Nuts as a candidate with the FEC and somebody put him in an actual poll. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Your comments, welcome on whatever happens to be on your mind. We got some crazy stories coming up out of the Philippines. We get the chance. Plus, we'll talk in greater detail about New Hampshire Hemp Fest a little bit later on tonight. We started out this the show with the kind of expected, predictable news that court has indeed tossed out the lawsuit against the Commission on Presidential Debates.
Expected by everybody except for the most ardent Gary Johnson supporters and Gary himself.
You mean like the people who are deluding themselves into believing that, oh, there's a poll somewhere out there where Gary's got like 13%, and so therefore he might make it into the to the presidential debates, even though all these other polls are showing him below 10%, averaging at about 8%. They're just, well, he's got 20% amongst independents. They're trying to find all these statistics, these narrowed down statistics that somehow mean something to them, but ultimately won't mean anything to getting him into the debates.
Right, and also the people that are saying, well, once Gary winds up getting us a federal welfare check by getting 5%, then we can run an actual libertarian as the nominee. But we need that federal welfare check first. No, what's going to happen if, and I said this at the convention, if the Libertarian Party candidate gets 5% and the LNC allows the presidential nominee in 2020 to accept that welfare check, you're going to see what happened to the Reform Party, happened to the Libertarians, where a bunch of people just influx in fighting over who controls that millions of dollars.
Well, we've already seen people coming into the party fighting over nothing, so certainly they would fight over the millions of dollars.
Right. It's not going to be, oh, now we can nominate a actual Libertarian. No, it's going to be those people doubling down. Look what happens when we water down the message. As MSNBC, or rather MSN, wrote earlier, Gary Johnson presents libertarianism without being tied to an ideological straitjacket. Did you know that the principles of liberty were a straitjacket, Ian?
Now, was that MSNBC's terminology, or did Gary Johnson
actually
use that?
No, that was MSN's terminology that they used. And they also quoted somebody, they did not give the name, but it was somebody that was a media something another, media advisor to Gary Johnson, saying that, oh, we already have the Libertarian vote. We don't have to worry about them. Yeah, there's some Libertarians that aren't going to vote for Gary, but they weren't going to vote for him anyway.
Well, yeah, I was. I mean, I might vote for Gary. At this point, the more I hear from the guy, the less I want to vote for him. So
yeah.
I'm actually kind of afraid to watch the most recent CNN town hall. I did watch.
I watched bits and pieces of it, and I
watched the whole first
one. It was not good.
Because I wanted to be able to comment on it. We were talking about it on Free Talk Live, and I think Mark called me out, like, well, you know, you haven't actually watched it. So I actually sat down and spent an hour watching the entire thing, and you know, it wasn't as bad as it could have been, but it wasn't great. It wasn't anything to really applaud or get excited about.
Oh yeah, Hillary, lifelong friend,
good person,
highly qualified for the job.
So we can get into another review of the.
And then there was a quote from the most recent one where William Weld made some kind of statement about guns. Those are the ones that the military has, and those should not be in the hands of the people that are possibly terrorists.
I've got a review of the new one here, but if you've got more highlights that you wanted to share, because I know you picked apart this 27-page ruling by the judge. Again, Commission on Presidential Debates victorious in this lawsuit against them. The judge essentially saying, hey, this is a private organization. If you don't want to, you know, you can't tell these people what to do.
Right. And one of the other sort of bits of info that got thrown out by Johnson and Stein was, well, the commission has, by, their actions, they have become a de facto state agency. So it's de facto state action. As far as the First Amendment is concerned.
Hmm.
The judge says that even when televised debates are hosted by a state actor, courts have held that such debates do not constitute a public forum to which there is a First Amendment right to access.
Hmm.
They then cite the case of Arkansas Educational Television Commission v. Forbes from 1998, in which Forbes, a state agency, owned and operated a television network that hosted debates. The Supreme Court found that the state agency did not violate the First Amendment when it excluded from a televised debate an independent candidate for Congress whom it believed had insufficient support to be considered a serious contender. So even when it's the government or a governmental entity that is hosting the debate, they can pick and choose who they want to show up to the debate.
That's kind of crappy.
Right, and then there's some flawed logic to where they say, well, there were 240 people that filed Form 2 with the FEC 4 years ago. Could you imagine if all of those people were on the debate stage?
Now, who said that?
The judge cites that.
In this case.
Okay. In this ruling.
Yeah.
But there were not 240 people that were on enough ballots
to win.
To theoretically win. There were not even 240 people that were on a ballot at all. I believe.
Right, like these nuts.
I believe in total there were 24 people that were on at least one ballot in 2012. There were only four candidates that were on enough ballots to theoretically cross over 270 electoral votes. If you include candidates that were on enough ballots plus a certified write-in in enough states to cross that 270, then it goes up to 6.
Well, she may have some flawed logic in her ruling. I mean, it's 27 pages, bound to have some screw-ups in it. And maybe those would be points on which they could appeal, perhaps. But ultimately, I think, you know, this decision's pretty solid generally, yes, in that Commission on Presidential Debates is a private organization, and so therefore, sorry. Now, look, the claim was that, oh, well, the CPD is requiring the presidential candidates to sign a form saying they won't debate anywhere else. Well, that may seem scummy, you know, and it's, you know, they shouldn't do that, but ultimately it is a private organization, and if they've created this holy grail of debates that people want to be a part of, if they're willing to eschew the possibility of going on any other debate forum, then that should be their choice. It is ultimately the choice of those candidates to make that.
Right. So on the one hand, I do agree, but at the same time, I wonder if the candidates actually realize what they're signing.
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. Who knows? Who knows if it's a really long form and they've never even read it? I don't know.
And that form is called the Memorandum of Understanding, and there's more information about that in the ruling that I did post on the Facebook page.
And I think, is that the form where they, like, agree on the temperature in the debate hall, and they agree, like, all the different rules?
They agree, I'll wear this color tie, you wear that color tie, the moderator will wear this color tie, the lights will be at this, and this will be here, and we'll have podiums, we won't have podiums, we'll use this type of microphone, we'll do this, we'll
now,
do that.
Maybe you've heard about this. I saw some news that Donald Trump is talking about now. Not going to the CPD debates.
I've seen that. I know he's complaining that two of the three debates are on Mondays, and that competes with Monday Night Football.
A legitimate complaint, I mean, from his perspective.
Sure, but you got to think for a second. October, which is when the debates happen, there's football, there's baseball playoffs, basketball is starting up, hockey's starting up, so you can't pick a day where there's not going to be a sporting event.
But arguably Monday Night Football, I mean, does it do better than the other sports in the ratings?
I don't think anymore.
No? Okay. I mean, it seems more of
because
like
now
a
Monday
brand.
Night Football is not even on broadcast television. It's on ESPN.
Oh, really? Okay. So what do you think Trump's up to there? Do you think he's just trying to snake out of doing any debates?
I saw an article where they speculated about whether or not Trump was trying to get out of doing any debates, or whether he's just trying to make sure that he stays in the news and he doesn't care why he's in the news.
Yeah,
as long as they spell my name right.
Well, right, because why wouldn't Trump want to be on television? I mean, he's comfortable on TV. He's had TV shows all about him before. So it would seem a surprise that he wouldn't want to be a part of the debate.
Right, and I've also heard speculation, and right now all it is speculation, that Trump might just wind up pulling out of the race altogether because so many Republicans are ticked off at him because he's refusing to endorse people.
Well, I would be shocked by that, too. 855-450-FREE. I mean, Trump does seem to be all about Trump. And to pull out of something that he's going to get all this attention for seems very, very unlikely.
But how much more attention would he get if he pulled out?
Hour two's coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you
you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.